This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. For an Islamic day school in the southwest suburbs, the Israel-Hamas war is stirring fears that they will be targeted by hate speech or violence. My colleague Sarah Karp interviewed people there. Amina Maror, principal of the Universal School in Bridgeview, says they have had meetings to try to reassure parents, especially after a six-year-old Palestinian boy was stabbed to death this weekend.
We're in a state of readiness. Exterior doors are secure. We have additional security, you know, patrolling more and being aware of what's going on around us.
At the same time, they don't want the children to be overcome with fear.
We try to create quiet spaces for our students. We have counselors on hand that meet with them and help them process what's going on.
Maror says being in a school that is all Muslim means they can comfort each other. Some Chicago City Council members want the city to increase liquor inspectors to crack down on bars that have drawn shootings. My colleague Tessa Weinberg is reporting the story. Alderperson Brendan Riley says liquor licenses being used improperly can, quote, destroy neighborhoods. He supports raising overnight inspectors' pay to hire more of them to catch bad actors.
There's so much violating going on because folks know we're spread thin.
Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Commissioner Ken Myers says some after-hours staff is beneficial.
I think a lot of businesses think, oh, City of Chicago, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. They don't realize that we have a team out there on the weekends.
But he says the department's proposed budget does not request more investigators because of persistent vacancies. Congress is considering whether to impose national standards to pay college athletes. Should college athletes be declared employees? And how do schools fairly compensate athletes who play in major revenue-generating sports versus those who don't? These were some of the questions debated in a U.S. Senate committee hearing yesterday that my colleague Michael Puente covered. The heads of the NCAA, the Big Ten Conference, and a current college athlete testified. Ramoji Huma, director of the National College Players Association, says college sports generate big bucks and players need to be protected. Currently, the rules for compensating athletes are governed by a patchwork of state laws. Congress may regulate it nationwide. The director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture says getting more young people involved in farming is a key goal for him and his agency. Illinois is the number one producer of horseradish, soybeans, and pumpkins. Urban and organic farming are on the upswing. Director Jerry Costello says the state exports about $10 billion annually in agriculture products.
If you look at that from a transportation aspect, if you look at it from a manufacturing aspect, if you look at it from an ag technology aspect, all of those things represent job opportunities for young people in the state.
Costello says he's worried that the high cost of farmland and machinery are keeping young people from going into farming. And now for a few quick hits ahead of the weather. Chicago-based United Airlines says if you have a boarding pass for a window seat, you'll soon be able to get on your plane before most people sitting on the aisle or in the middle seat. WBEZ has learned the new boarding plan starts October 26th. The carrier is still letting passengers in first class, people with disabilities, unaccompanied minors, active military members, and premier status board first. But then, folks with window seats, it's all you. No more asking people already settled in the row to get up and move so that you can shimmy into the window seat. The change is expected to help speed up the boarding process and save the airline a little money. Toni Preckwinkle is pitching an optimistic budget next year for the Cook County Forest Preserves. Her nearly $189 million budget is fueled by a property tax hike voters overwhelmingly approved last year. There are plans to hire more workers, restore woodlands, and add more conservation programs. Commissioners plan to vote on the budget in November, and if approved, it will take effect January 1st. Today's weather, the high will be in the mid-60s, dipping down to the high 40s tonight. And then tomorrow, we're expecting some rain and temperatures to hit 60. Later today, we're joined by a voice that you might recognize.
This is Fullerton. This is Fullerton. This is Fullerton. You know, and I can keep going for a while.
voiceover artist Lee Crooks has been the voice of the CTA for 25 years. So he's basically a local celebrity, even though you might not have known his name before today. My Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks to Lee about his quarter of a century legacy. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.